Some Like It Cold, by Elle McNichol, read by Charlie Sanderson. Including a letter written and read by the author and an exclusive author interview. Author's note. This is a love story. It has an autistic heroine. I did not know I was allowed to read or write books like this when I was 16. I wish that I had. I'm making up for lost time now. Thank you.
To the Romantics. Looking straight into someone's eyes is always presented as the most intimate thing. To me, at 18, it was uncomfortable. I loved to observe. I loved to press myself against the wall of the party and watch other people inhabit their own stories. I thought that was my role in the narrative. The world had, and still has, a fixed view of autistic girls. I was told I was odd, the thorn on the rose instead of the petal, the equation that may have found the right answer, but all of the working was wrong. Cold, she's cold, isn't she? Love stories, the only stories I cared to read, watch, or listen to, always starred neurotypical girls. Insulting shows were broadcast about disabled people dating, treating us like novelties to wonder at. At best, they were infantilizing. At worst, dehumanizing. This book, therefore, feels like my greatest rebellion. Some Like It Cold is a romance novel where Jasper, an 18-year-old autistic girl, is beautiful, intelligent, big-hearted, talented, funny, gracious, caring, and lovable. Like all of the autistic women and girls I know. But she, like so many neurodivergent people, has been labelled as cold or difficult to read. I wrote this book for those girls, the incredible girls who are othered by the uncurious and unromantic, who feel the atoms of love more acutely than anyone, who look into the heart and not into the eyes. I hope you love winter in Lake Pristine with Jasper and Arthur. I wanted to write about all the good things in life. Love, family, friendship, old movies, and community. Coming of age and falling in love as an autistic girl, I want young autistic women to remember or realise that they deserve all of the good things. I like the cold. I always have. Love, Elle McNichol.
Act 1, Scene 1. Jasper. Coming home again brought on the snow. Not a blizzard. Just a firm, familiar fall. The large roadside sign which read, "Welcome to Lake Pristine," was as clean and as unmarred as the flakes that were beginning to form a blanket beneath it. It was not the kind of town to tolerate a dirty entrance greeting. Jasper's hands tightened on the wheel of her old Jeep. She had never liked perfect, unblemished things. Her hometown was full of them. Lake Pristine was aptly named, perfect for hopeless romantics and people who were incapable of minding their own business. Affluent and picturesque, the town sat by the large, glassy lake with which it shared its name. It comprised of Main Street, the gazebo, the ballet studio, the maze, a sweet little tourist trap, the bookshop, the vintage boutique trimmings, the town hall, the square, the market, where one could find doorstops carved into woodland creatures as easily as a pint of milk, the haberdashery, one bar, and the Lancaster family's iconic cinema. Unbeknownst to her, Jasper Montgomery's homecoming had been quite the topic of discussion in Lake Pristine recently. The news had travelled from Esther by the lemons in the market to Doreen as she swept the church steps, and there had even been a mention in the local newsletter. "Our girl is coming home. Jasper Montgomery will be returning for a long winter holiday following her first 18 months at university in the big city, studying psychology. Her family tell us she will move on to law school after graduation. Well, we are all immensely proud of her for chasing academic acclaim. We wait for the day when she will return home permanently." Readers may remember our shared dismay at her absence last holiday season. We have all spent over a year pining for our Jasper, and if you, like the staff of this paper, wish to welcome her back to Lake Pristine, then please make your way to the lake house on the first of the month for a homecoming party. Canapes at 7 p.m. sharp.